things do not seem to slow down at USDA. And we are, we're just right on the verge of sign up for our dairy margin coverage program.
Richard Fordyce is administrator of USDA's Farm Service Agency.
So sign-up's going to begin June 17th, and we've worked really diligently to make sure that the Dairy Margin Coverage Program was the first program under the 2018 Farm Bill that we were able to roll out. It was the Secretary's desire, our Undersecretary Bill Northey and myself, to make sure that Dairy Margin Coverage Program would be the first one rolled out the door in the ability for producers to participate. So June 17th will be the sign-up date. We've been working very hard. We've had our national training where we brought in folks from every state to understand the program, and a whole week of intensive training to be able to go back to their own states and do training with all of the county office people that will engage with our farmers. That's pretty much completed across the country, we think. And we're going to be certainly ready on Monday, June 17th, for producers to come in and initiate sign-up.
Fordyce is quick to note this isn't the old program.
You know, the margin protection program for dairy was in the 2014 Farm Bill. And right out of the gate, it just wasn't accomplishing the things I think that the authors thought that it would. And so there were some changes to the margin protection program in the Bipartisan Budget Act in February of 2018. And address some of the issues, but in drafting the new farm bill, it was a very high priority of folks to get it right and get it corrected. Really two of the major components of the change are an addition to the benefits. So the margin coverages are higher and premiums are lower. So I think, you know, again, talking to dairy producers across the country, when they look at the language that's in this bill and how this program is different from MPP, I think most folks are very pleased with what Congress did to change the program.
He also says it's retroactive.
So we figure the margin each month, and so when producers come in on the 17th of June to make their election, so what coverage level do they want to insure at what percentage, they will know retroactive back to January what those margins are, and then that kind of helps them make a decision as to which coverage level to insure at. We also have worked in partnership with the University of Wisconsin to work on a decision support tool. So producers can go in, and this decision support tool is live, go in and plug in their own production numbers and use different scenarios to see what election would be the correct one for them. And so I think we've got it in a place right now where producers ought to be able to make the right decision specific to their operation.
Again, that's Richard Fordyce, administrator of USDA's Farm Service Agency in Washington. Now, the 2018 Farm Bill, to recap, authorized the new Dairy Margin Coverage Program, the DMC program, voluntary risk management program for dairy producers, replacing the old margin protection program. From USDA offices in Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.